This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, LB.
I touch breasts only because there's something that needs to be examined.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Awesome. Brought to you by Stoneham Ford, now hiring certified diesel truck technicians with a $10,000 signing bonus. Hey. Visit StonehamFord.com for details or stop by to apply today.
DeBrusque steals from Fulk. DeBrusque spins in middle. Krejci scores! The Bruins come from 2-0.
Jack and Brick do the call on Nesson, and Jake DeBrusque is working his way to stardom. He is has been on fire, and he fed Krejci. Krejci gets her done. The Bees spotted Hartford a 2-0 lead, came back, and it ended up 3-3. And as you heard, the Krejci line did it again. Youngster Jake DeBrusque, I just can't be more just impressed with his attitude, his toughness. He's a special talent, and the Bruins are, they've got four lines that are rolling.
Yeah, the fourth peaking.
Line.
I mean,
the Wags scored again. The fourth line, getting it done. They play chippy. They play heavy. And they give you extra points, and the Bruins are in second place in the NHL.
Are they peaking? Are they peaking too early?
No,
LB. No. Okay.
No. They're just playing really, really, really good hockey, and I can't wait for the playoffs. The Bees, as I mentioned, 4 in a row, 11 of 12, and they're not going to catch Tampa Bay, but the Leafs are they're up their butts. I think the Leafs are a point or 2 points back in third place, chomping it. At the bit. Florida is in town at the Garden tomorrow night. Whoa, would the legit Gordon Hayward be back for real?
Hayward continuing to feel it. Right back at it with another one of those turnovers. A heck of a hand for Hayward and Tatum as they are coming out. And impressive performance.
Yeah, the big man put up 30 in game one of four on the road. It's in the books. And Celts 128-95 out in Oakland over Steph Curry, KD, and company. And that's a big-time win, man. They spanked them. I think that's the worst loss for GS Golden State in 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, the C's led by 25 at the half. Next up, Sacramento tomorrow night at 10:30. Red Sox lit up the Nats. Max Scherzer for 7. They chased the ace and rolled over Wash 8-4 in preseason. Wei Lin went yard, drove in 3 for the good guys. Blake Swihart 2 for 4 and 2 runs scored. The Red Sox have the Pirates today at 1 o'clock. Good news, we will have Petey Pedroia back today or tomorrow. Green light, ready to roll.
Yeah,
gotta love that.
That's
gonna
be interesting to see. I was one of the many who counted him out. I said he wasn't even gonna come back this season.
Issue maybe in the return of him? Issue in the clubhouse?
I don't know.
Way.
I don't think so.
Huh?
Because he's a leader and a veteran.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he might be a bit of a jerk.
Well, as we all know, to be a leader, you have to be a bit of a jerk.
What
Greg.
Are you talking about?
And I think that's, you know, you need to kick ass sometimes.
I am right.
Sometimes you need to put a foot on an ass and push him out there and get him motivated.
I am right over here.
And Petey
here.
Is one of the most motivated people ever. I feel guilty for even saying he wasn't going to come back.
All right.
I feel
all
dumb
right.
for saying that.
A lot of guys get nervous with, you know, that type of person in the workplace.
We'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah, LB.
This is... It's got to be a repeat. I mean, we'll accept nothing less. We need a Bruins.
They're going all the way.
We need a Bruins title. We got to win the Stanley Cup.
Celts are in the mix.
Well,
what do you mean?
They're dysfunctional.
You got one of the top five players in the league. He's not going to tank it. We know he's gone.
Yeah.
He's got a, you know, he's got a talented squad behind him. Make a great run, win a championship, and then go get your max contract. Porcello pitches the first tilt on his first tilt on Sunday. Sale, Price, and Eovaldi all go next week. So it's go time for Red Sox Nation. Patriots update: franchise day came and went. Bill did not pull the trigger on defensive end Trey Flowers. He's out there in free agency. Kicker Steven Zaskowski, no franchise as well. But he's on a, I think he's on a four-year ticket for some pretty good dough. Free agency NFL cha-chingers is it begins sometime in the next few days. Two studs already out there for the taking: safety Landon Collins let go by the G-men. Three-time Pro Bowler, the Ravens parted ways with six-time Pro Bowler safety Eric Weddle. They will be picked up ASAP. Number three, North Carolina knocked off Boston College 79-66. That was an automatic. Number four, Duke snuck by the Demon Deacon 71-70, but that was because they were without the best player in college hoops, Zion Williamson, the 7'2 madman. He will be the NBA's number one overall. He's got a sprained knee, and I would hazard a guess he's not going to play the rest of the regular season. And number four, Tennessee. Number six, Kentucky. All won as well. Actually, all top 25s got her done. And it's that time for the college hoops. Pink hats like myself, I never watch it. But when March Madness comes around, I'm a diehard. Regular season ends, as I mentioned this week. And it's on to championship week coming up. And we're on our way to the Final Four out in Mini. Final Four and title tilts are at the beginning of April. I'm LB. It's an AF Sports Minute.
And now, Mike Hsu with today's Nerd Report.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
All right, it is 7:06, and here is our chief nerd officer here at Entercom, Mark Hsu, with today's Nerd Report.
A major, major crime happening in Merrimack, New Hampshire. Possibly hundreds of thousands of dollars stolen from a local comic book store. Ooh. Nerds up in the area might know Merrimack Games and Comics over there on the Daniel Webster Highway.
Uh-huh.
Do you have to turn left on Spitbrook
right on Daniel Webster to get there? Yes, of course you do. Yes.
They had a break-in.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to identify the thief. Unfortunately, one of the first things this thief did was smash the security cameras with a crowbar.
That's because he was in costume.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that he was probably dressed as Captain America.
I'm thinking Venom or something like that, where you can't see
him. Oh, yeah, Venom.
Yeah, something like that. Uh-huh. And then he targeted the collectible cards specifically, more specifically, the Magic the Gathering cards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Merrimack Games and Comics are saying they're offering $1,000 reward for the
any information that gets this guy. Scoundrel? Did they call him a scoundrel?
They may have. I don't know what the nerd fantasy what we would call him in that situation.
Yeah. All right.
No word if he was wearing chainmail. But call the Merrimack Police Department. Now, just to let you know about Magic the Gathering cards, the number one most valuable Magic the Gathering card in the world is called the Black Lotus.
Yes.
It's worth over $150,000.
Yes. We had a, when we were doing Are You Smarter Than a Magic the Gathering Game Nerd, we had a discussion about the Black Lotus with that expert, if I remember correctly.
And a lot of Magic the Gathering fans, apparently, if you use it, then you're like the Magic the Gathering hardo.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the nuclear option. Yeah. Like, if the game isn't going your way, then you whip out the Black Lotus and then it changes
just
everything.
Just kill everybody?
Yeah, you kill everybody or something like that. So, and just let you know, the next card down, the Ancestral Recall card, is only worth
$6,500. Oh, that's it?
Yeah. But 150 grand for that one card.
Now, as long as we're doing the Nerd Report, I just want to ask what you make of feminists who are demanding that no man be allowed to go see the Captain Marvel movie, which is that what it is?
Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
With Brie Larson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't want men to go to it.
Why? Right?
Why?
Well, because it's supposed to be a female story and a strong story about women, and so they don't want.
So we can't see that.
Yeah, they're saying that men can't go to the movies.
Oh, okay, so you don't want men to get that message?
Apparently,
you're not doing anything for your cause, in my opinion. If you're excluding, which isn't that what it's all about?
You would think
feminism.
So. You would think so.
Excluding women for since the beginning of time, mm-hmm. and now it's their time. Mm-hmm. I understand that, mm-hmm. but you're doing what supposedly people were doing to you. Mm-hmm. For thousands of years.
Yeah, well, just don't go. Well,
I mean, I'll trade off. Yes. I won't go, but women can't go to sporting events.
What about women's sporting events?
No, that's fine.
Oh, okay. All right. Just checking. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, isn't it?
What? I mean you want that message to get out if you're, I assume. I mean, I'm not, I have mm-hmm. no idea. Mm-hmm. I'm a dumb Neanderthal man.
Well, how is it a chick flick? I don't get it.
Well she's.
The dude's a jacked guy with a shield.
No, it's a woman.
No, it's a woman.
Brie Larson is playing Captain Marvel. It's been a woman for a long time.
Get with what's happening in the world around you, pal.
Huh?
I mean, these things are flying fast and furious.
Sorry,
by your head.
Yeah.
You're sitting there in the garage pounding 70 packs. I mean, the news is
happening. I don't drink beer.
Oh, what? Wait a minute.
Oh, my God. What time is it? 7:10.
No, are you kidding me? How long have I told? It's been 2 years. You're so forgetful.
Captain Marvel's a woman, bud. It's
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was that Jack dude. They made the movie.
You are not allowed to go because you are a man.
That's just ridiculous. So you know, and that's another an issue I had with the Wonder Woman movie, which was a good movie. But I think a lot of people hyped it up because it was the first movie that featured a woman superhero.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And only for that fact. And I equate that to voting for someone just because they're a woman, regardless if they're qualified. It was a good movie. Don't get me wrong.
This is Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Good morning, everybody.
What's happening, Kevin?
Listen, what's driving me crazy is this, Greg, you were just doing the news. You said they don't want you to go out and see this movie. I don't know who they are, these little twerps that sit in the closets and Twitter and are on Facebook, but I just saw an article or something on the news the other day where they have a black actor playing a black actor, but now they are saying that actor is not black enough.
Oh.
And I'm sitting there pulling my hair out of my head saying, I can't wait to find out who they are just so I can give them a nice, big Lyndon Byers slap in the back of the head.
All right. Well, if you're a man, stay away from Captain Marvel this weekend.
Well, then I'm going to have to break out the nun suit because I want to see this movie.
Oh, you're going in disguise?
Yeah. That would be great.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Here's the text. It says, Greg, I believe I have a lawsuit. When is Larry the lawyer in again? Apparently, Casey's in Holliston is packaging something else in their Bud Light bottles. If LB hasn't consumed a beer in 2 years.
Okay.
Oh, my.
I know you're lying. I haven't had a Bud Light in like 2 years.
2 years?
Probably. Yeah.
No. Maybe 2 months.
No, I just love 2 months. I love the fake news. Nice. You can't get me going.
Dude, you had blue cans in our fridge.
And are they open?
No, they're gone.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, because I threw them out.
No, you did not.
There's two in there right now that...
No.
Yes.
I'm calling you on this.
There's two in there right now that I found, I don't know, I either on the counter or something, so I threw them in there in case somebody else wants them. I haven't had a beer in forever, and that's why I have lost a gazillion pounds, and that's why I look great.
All right.
Nice try.
Now, listen, R. Kelly has spoken. And what he has said is, and the way he says it is audacious, to use a word. So we'll get to that. We'll get to the rest of the news coming up at some point this hour. I am going to give you the chance to win tickets to go see Dropkick Murphys. This is Matt on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Matt?
LB.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty difficult for the listeners of this show to love you so much when we go out to these public places and see you drinking Bud Lights and taking shots of Patron at your favorite wing place in Holliston where you live.
Yeah, but I don't drink Patron. I haven't had a beer. I haven't had a beer in forever. Yeah.
3 days after your heart surgery, you were in Casey's drinking Bud Lights and taking shots of Patron.
Now,
All right. Well, listen, I mean, what is this?
Someone might have bought a Bud Light and put it on the table in front of me. I'm not denying that. I haven't had a Bud Light in forever.
I mean, this is, we don't need these people narking.
Listen, I love the guy that's trying to bust my nuts, but he was at Casey's getting hammered.
Well, the point is that you said you weren't drinking the Bud Lights, and he said you were. It doesn't matter if he's getting hammered or not.
I can say that he was drinking Bud Lights with his pants down at Casey's.
So it doesn't. That has nothing to do with the discussion.
Anybody can say anything they want. Go ahead. I'm not denying. You want to call in and tell the world I drink Bud Light. You go. You have at it. It's all good. It's all good in the hood.
Yeah, we're gonna play I Spy with my two little eyes.
Of course,
LB.
That's all the listeners that listen to the show that go to Casey's now. The selfies on the way. There's LB. Here's a selfie of LB coming in Casey's back door. Here's LB with Terrence Trainer, his buddy with the white beard. And
all right, listen,
McCarthy.
We've got to take a break, but we'll be right back. It is 7:23, and Danielle out for the rest of the week at some kind of a tantric yoga retreat thing. She's doing the healing.
Yeah.
Then she's doing the yoga, and then she'll come in, and her energy will have been adjusted.
You want to wager if she comes in a sarong?
You mean a so right in that case?
Oh, my.
Yes. She'll be back Monday. On the Framingham Ford studio line right now, it's Scott, but it's Scott from Connecticut, not Scott from Weymouth. Hello, okay. Scott.
That's right. No Scott from Weymouth here.
Uh-huh. What's up, Scott?
Not much. Hey, LB, you are my buddy, but you soon forget the party at my house last year. You were the only one drinking the Bud Lights.
All right.
Are we on this again?
Scott, great to talk to you. You know what?
Hey.
Look. What? You know what? I'm in denial. Okay? So I'm coming clean so we can end this stupid discussion.
Okay.
I've been crushing Bud Lights since I was 4.
Okay. All right.
Did they make that back then?
Yes, they did.
In the 30s?
Well, Labatt Blue. Black label.
All right. So we got to we don't need everybody to call in and share every time that they have seen LB drink a Bud Light over the last two years.
Show's only 4 hours.
He's changed his statement. He's adjusted his
statement. I sometimes may have a Bud Light.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Let's just go there.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I won't say I misspoke. Never is not the right word.
That is good to know. Today's weather, it is going to be sunny, and the temperature is only going to get to 22, and it is 18 right now here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. Coming up this morning, 8:15, we're going to talk to Mick Jones of Foreigner, and we're going to go behind the ear moth. And so, I don't know what, you got to tell me what ear moth you want to go behind. I think... I don't know, I'm leaning toward that one that had the choral group participating in it.
I
want to know what love is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm open to suggestions. So he'll join us at 8:15. We'll go behind the ear moth, and then after 9, we will be visited in the studio by one of our favorite news smokes, Natasha Verma.
Awesome.
So. Natasha will be in the studio with us after 9 this morning, and she has a charity event that she would like to talk about with you. So that is happening around 9:15, 9:30, something like that. We are also raising money this morning for a family from North Attleboro who lost their husband, their dad, Chris Cornetta of North Attleboro. Died suddenly Monday while he was clearing the driveway after the storm. Chris Cornetta, a youth sports coach, a father, a firefighter in North Attleboro, and leaves behind his wife and his daughter and his son. And so at the start, actually late yesterday on the foundation Facebook page and Twitter and Instagram, we announced that we would be matching your donations, and we were we started off matching up to $5,000, and then because the donations started to pour in this morning, we bumped it up to $7,500, and you have now donated. Let me just see if I can get a last most recent update. You have now donated $8,900
for
that family. So
God bless.
$8,900 donated to the Greg Hill Foundation for the Cornetta family. We will add our $7,500, and we'll continue to take your donations all morning long. You can go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org to donate. And this is Ken. Hello, Ken.
Hey, good morning, guys. I appreciate your foundation. You guys do great work. It's sad about Chris. You know, he was a really, really upstanding dude, and he's going to be missed.
It sounds like he was that guy kind of in North Attleboro. I was reading something about everybody calling him the mayor, and he knew everybody and did a lot when it came to coaching sports. And
he was all about the kids. LB kid.
Yeah, bud.
We lost Dewey. I don't know if you knew that.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Rest in peace. Saturday.
One of the greatest human beings on the planet.
Absolutely. I don't know if you're going to be there Saturday, but if not, I'll give you condolences.
Are they serving Bud Lights? He'll be there if they're serving Bud Lights.
No, it's all White Zin.
Oh, it's White Zin.
Yeah,
okay.
Attaboy.
All right, White Zin.
White. Dewey was amazing, man.
White Zin. Let's see. This is Scott from Weymouth. Hello, Scott. Wow.
What's up? Greg, you know I hate calling 2 days in a row, brother, but I have to chime in today. First of all, if you're listening, I heard the 6 o'clock hour, some caller was giving me crap about Colin Felger. Yep. And by the way, I stand behind it. Pasternak should center the second line. I'll say it again. I'm looking forward to this interview with Foreigner. Greg, I like hard rock. I said rock, by the way. Uh-huh. Keep the jokes out. Uh-huh. All right. I love hard rock, right, in my core. Yeah. But I'll tell you right now, I Want to Know What Love is one of the most beautiful, smoothest songs I've ever heard in my life.
Yes.
Now, one more thing. Yes. Wicked cool song. Oh, my God. So smooth. Gives me goosebumps. Now, listen. No one's talking about that they ought to be talking about.
What?
You know who's coming around in about 60, 70 days?
The Stones.
You got it, brother.
You love
June 8th. I'm going.
Yeah.
Greg, I have to be at that show. I'm telling you, I don't care how much it is. Talk to Kraft. We'll meet him after Orchids. I need to meet Mick Jagger. It's the only thing I want to do in life.
Oh, I'm sure he'd be thrilled with that.
Can you imagine Scott?
Oh, my God.
Getting, like, alone time with Mick Jagger. Like, cornering Mick Jagger.
Security.
Mick. Mick, 30 seconds. Mick,
30 seconds. Okay, first off, by the way, Street Fighting Man, my favorite song ever. Okay, now here we go. Here we go. You ready? Okay, Mick, really. Really?
Nick, really? Painted black.
Yeah.
Could have been painted blue.
Painted blue would have been better.
Boom. Painted blue. Boom.
Boom. What do you think? First of all, Security. Help me.
Security. All right. It is 7:31. We are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back in about a half an hour. So you can leave one of those right now on any topic. 617-779-5463. That is the Hillmail voicemail number. You leave a message and we will play your messages back at 8:00. And then we're going to talk to Mick Jones from Foreigner. But I wanted to play the audio that everybody is talking about this morning from R. Kelly. So R. Kelly is doing an interview. It was recorded, I believe, yesterday. It's airing today on CBS this morning. I believe that it's Gail King, Oprah's BFF, who does the interview. And R. Kelly, even though the entire world was able to watch the disturbing docuseries on Lifetime, which was called Surviving R. Kelly, even though the entire world watched that, he has gone this morning to proclaim his innocence, and it brought him to tears. He brought the tears out, LB.
You gotta cry.
He brought the tears out, cry. But here's a little bit of what R. Kelly is saying.
Correct me if I'm wrong, that you have never held anybody against their will.
I don't need to. Why would I?
Well, I'm
how stupid would it be for R. Kelly with all I've been through in my way, way past, to hold somebody, let alone 4, 5, 6, 50, you said. What? How stupid would I be to do that?
I didn't say you
were
holding.
That's stupid, guys.
I didn't.
Is this camera on me?
Yes, it's on.
That's stupid. Use your common sense. Forget the blogs. Forget how you feel about me. Hate me if you want to. Love me if you want. But just use your common sense. How stupid would it be for me, with my crazy past and what I've been through? Oh, right now I just think I need to be a monster and hold girls against their will, chain them up in my basement, and don't let them eat and don't let them out unless they need some shoes down the street from their uncle.
Robert,
stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing.
Robert.
I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life.
All in.
Yeah, all in. You see, he's the video. He gets up out of his chair and he's yelling at the camera.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, where do you stand on that when it comes to the accuracy of those statements?
Well, I have two theories. One, he's out of his friggin' mind. Two, his lawyers found something that'll allow him to go all in.
Oh, you think so? You think so?
Kind of like the Kraft thing, right? We were talking about this. I think we talked about it with Larry last week.
Yeah.
Where Kraft, he thought Kraft put out that denial because it wasn't a trafficking thing. It was, and they stopped him for no reason afterwards.
Stopped him for no reason.
Right.
The traffic stop in the white Bentley.
Right.
And he also theoretically had paid the money at the end.
Right.
And not paid the money up front.
Right.
Nobody's seen the video. Nobody knows.
Right. Right.
Maybe.
But I think that might be it.
Yeah.
One of those two things. Anyway.
Now, I hope at the end of the interview that Gayle King and CBS plays the Passport song from R. Kelly so that they can show everybody what he's really about.
I got it. Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America? America. Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America?
America,
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 America.
Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Who wants to come back with Rob to America?
Is that going to be on the creepiest song bracket challenge that we're doing next week?
Okay.
Deep lyrics on that.
You know what really gets me about it is that it's just beautifully arranged, and the backup singers are all in.
Yes.
To America.
Well, is that the same gospel chorus that is on I Want to Know What Love Is?
From
Foreigner? We'll have to ask Mick Jones.
Oh, boy. That is just amazing.
Here's a 617 text from a law enforcement person who says the first rule of interrogation is if someone is asked a yes or no question and they answer anything but no, they are guilty. Well,
wow.
He didn't even answer the question.
No.
He didn't even answer Gayle King's question.
He stood up and cried.
Yeah.
LB?
Yes.
Have you had a Bud Light in the past 2 weeks?
Yes.
The pressure was on.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I just... I mean, what a disturbing song. When we first played that a few weeks ago, that is so disturbing.
That's like a parody from The Onion. Really is.
This texter says he in the song he ought to start going through specific things that they need to have been immunized from, like, girl, were you immunized for Legionnaire's disease? You can come to America. I mean, really, it's just. Very, very disturbing.
Do you like to pee in a bucket? Stay in a room for 12 hours.
I know you're only 15.
Texter would like to know if that song is going to be on the playlist for the yoga retreat weekend with Danielle. I don't think it is. All right. Well,
Yeah, he's
R. Kelly proclaiming his innocence and crying, and he is. We'll see what happens. That is the interview with Gayle King, and I believe that I saw they are having two of the girls who live with him and travel with him on the CBS morning show this morning as well. So we'll see if we can get some audio from that later. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Mike?
Not much. Greg, I just want to call. I'm a firefighter in North Attleboro. I was contacted yesterday in regards to your foundation doing this benefit for the Panetta family this morning. You know, on behalf of the men and women on the department down here and his family, I can't thank you enough for what you've done. You know, previously, for all public safety, you know, specifically firefighters and police over the years, it's an amazing thing. And, you know, the little gesture in your heart means a lot to the family, you know, to know the support's out there, to see the things. You know, social media blew up last night once it was official and released, and we can't thank you enough. You know, like you said all morning, people have called in. Chris was an amazing guy. Chris was a great fan of AAF. You know, I remember we tracked down LB years ago on a food drive down Route 1 down this way. You know, he was an avid season ticket of the Patriots.
Yeah.
Big Bruins fan. It's just, you know, it's a terrible tragedy for such a great guy. And it happens all the time. But for you to take your time and your foundation to do what it's done, it means more than you know.
I always feel the need to make it clear that it's really the listeners who donate. You know, we're lucky enough to have the radio station and lucky that the radio station lets me talk about it. But that's all we do. So it's extraordinary. I mean, we're pushing $10,000 that has been donated this morning for that family. And in fact, we're just at $9,000. I just got a text from Adam over at the foundation. So I hope by the end of the show that there will be over $10,000 donated for the family. And certainly, I always think about this, probably a very difficult thing for you guys to have to respond to on Monday, because that's your brother. That's a guy you work with. So
It is. It's something that you never prepare for and something you don't realize until it happens. And even after it happens, sometimes it takes a lot of time because it's just so unreal. And the community has been great, the outreach that we've received. And this is a tragedy that's all too familiar for public safety. You know, he was doing his job. He was coming to work and getting ready to come in. And unfortunately, tragedy struck him and his family. So, but like, I just wanted to, you know, give our thanks to you, your organization, the listeners, and everyone that's contributed. And, you know, we still have a little bit of time left this morning. And I can't thank you enough.
All right, Mike. And thanks. Listen, thanks to you and the whole entire North
Attleboro
Fire Department. And we're all thinking about you guys and hoping that if you need anything as you go through this, that you reach out. All right?
Okay. Thanks, Greg.
Okay. All right. So you can donate when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. And as I've mentioned, Chris was out clearing the driveway like everybody else on Monday morning and suffered a heart attack. And 51 years old.
You said,
so,
yeah.
A guy who was very involved in youth sports and coaching, and just an all around great guy, according to all accounts. So really sad thing. Go to thegreghillfoundation.org to donate, and you can also follow along with the foundation and what we do on various social media channels. You can follow G Hill Foundation on Twitter. We're on Instagram, and I think we're debuting a new website on Friday, which will have a marketplace where you can buy some branded gear, like the sweatshirts from the outdoor hockey event at down at Gillette.
Awesome.
Or whatever that stadium is supposed to be referred to now.
Right, please.
And all that money will go to the foundation as well.
That's
so
awesome.
I'll keep you up to date on that. It is 7:51, and the sun is out, and it's only going to get to 22 today. So just 22.
But the sun's out.
But the sun is out. Right. That's a good thing.
It's a faker.
I'm going to give away Dropkick Murphy's tickets right now because I said I would do it before 8. So if you are the 17th caller right now on the Framingham Ford studio line, that number is 617-764-9223, then you're going to win a pair of tickets to all four Dropkick shows at the House of Blues.
Yahtzee!
So, take the week off.
Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah. You're going to be there on the 14th and the 15th and the 16th and the 17th, and you'll see the Dropkicks, and hopefully we can only pray that the greatest artist of all time will show up for one of the shows.
Geddy Lee?
As he did in the past. Not Bruce Springsteen anymore. Oh, I see that Stiz Grimy, yo, assistant producer of the show, yo, has walked in this morning.
Do you want to come to Chelsea?
You must be sad that Danielle is not here. Do you miss your boo on a day like?
But we've been texting, you know, so I'm constantly like, hey, what are you doing? No.
Is she too busy? She's probably too busy texting D-Guy to be texting you back. So even though Danielle is not here, Stanley's poll is up. Is that correct?
We do, yep.
Okay, all right.
Stanley's poll is up. And just for the record, yesterday's poll about the president setting a bad example by serving fast food at the White House.
Yes.
Over 500 votes
really
came in.
Okay.
And no, 65% of our listeners thought, no, he is not setting a bad example.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's a good example. Why? Well, you know, in moderation, everything in moderation. Nothing wrong with having a Big Mac or a Chick-fil-A. Oh, by the way, there's a Chick-fil-A news story that I want to talk about in a moment, and I want to get your opinion on it, Shu. Okay, so that's yesterday's poll on Twitter. What is this morning's Stanley's poll?
So my poll today is, do you think fans are overreacting by trying to force Procter & Gamble to remove the name Gillette from Gillette Stadium?
Okay.
Over 50 people have already weighed in so far, and yes is 90%.
90% of the people don't want the stadium name changed.
Yes.
No, they don't want it. They think they're overreacting.
But who knows? Today's,
I thought it was the other way.
Yeah. No. But in today's society, who knows? Like, watch this, you know, vocal minority convince Procter & Gamble to remove the name, which would be crazy.
Mm-hmm. What gets me is in that actual survey, it was, what did you say, Greg? Only 200 people were from
were
New
from,
England?
Not the survey.
The petition. Oh,
the petition.
Yeah. The petition. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
200
yeah
of the signers are from Massachusetts. Mm, they're Massachusetts.
That's great.
Right.
And all the other ones are from Pittsburgh.
Well, no, but I still laugh. What was the total? 13,000?
Yeah, 13,000 people have signed the
people
petition.
People are upset.
They want Procter & Gamble to remove the Gillette name from the stadium. All right, well, you can go to our Twitter feed at WAAF to participate in Stanley's poll.
Yes.
And Stanley's poll is up, even though Danielle is not here. And a texter says, what if D-Guy, who is texting with Danielle, is actually Stiz Grimy?
Oh.
You know what that would be?
I mean, it's like a total plot twist.
Yeah, total plot twist. All right, Stiz. Yo.
Thank you, guys.
Yo.
Nice job, Stizzer.
Stiz has a burner phone. That's how he's texting Danielle. While she's... All right, let me give these Dropkicks tickets away. This is Mark. Hey, Mark. Hold on. Mark. Mark, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
What's going on?
Not much. It's exciting.
Where are you from?
I'm from Rockland, Mass.
Rockland. Okay. Well, you've won tickets to the Dropkick shows on the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. At the House of Blues, will you be bringing the same person to all four shows, or are you going to spread the wealth around?
I'll mix it up.
Nice.
Okay. All right. Mark, thank you. And more chances to win as the week moves along. Here's a 781 text that says, I love how LB completely misinterpreted the results of the survey that Stanley did. Well, LB's not a survey guy. I mean, he's not a numbers guy.
He's not a stats guy.
Not really paying attention.
Yeah, you're not listening. I mean, you're thinking about that white Zin and the Buff's chicken wings for lunch.
Actually,
I mean,
right now I'm trying to remember that great pub down in Rockland.
Oh, down in Rockland.
Yeah.
A bar in Rockland.
Yeah. I used to go there with Jen Killaloy and her mom.
Well, I'm sure somebody will text in about it and remind you.
Good spot.
Uh-huh.
I think like Route 51 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where they found you?
No. No. I know. Although that was a wild time back then.
Here's somebody who says there are more signatures on the youth football petition to ban tackling in youth football than there are on the removing Gillette name. So I don't, this person's not worried about it. So, all right. So, with regard to Chick-fil-A, Rider University in New Jersey is in the news today because administrators sent out a survey asking students which restaurant they would like to see on campus. And students overwhelmingly voted for Chick-fil-A as the number one restaurant they would like to see on campus. After Chick-fil-A became the clear winner, the school decided to change course in the name of, quote, inclusion, unquote, and to make the decision that Chick-fil-A's corporate values have not sufficiently progressed enough to align with those of Rider University. So they said they will not allow Chick-fil-A to come to campus, even though that's what the students voted for. Now, today, we are learning that there is somebody, there's one person left with a sack in this country because a dean at Rider is resigning from her position over this decision that was made by school administrators. Her name is Cynthia Newman, and here she is talking about her decision.
So actually, I felt like I had been punched in the stomach when I read that statement, because I'm a very committed Christian, and Chick-fil-A's values, the corporate purpose statement is to glorify God and to be faithful stewards of all that's entrusted to them and to have a positive influence on everyone who comes into contact with them. And I would say that mirrors my personal beliefs perfectly.
So she's resigning.
Good on her.
Yeah, she's standing for something. Now, in the name of inclusion, tell me how does this work? In the name of inclusion, we are excluding Chick-fil-A and everybody who would like to get a nice, delicious chicken sandwich at Rider University.
They have donated almost $2 million to anti same-sex marriage and anti-gay organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I don't go to Chick-fil-A personally. I don't give them my money if they're going to turn it over to organizations like that. Although I have to say, don't send a survey out there, ask what the students think, and then shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Because that just destroys your credibility or any kind of relationship that you may have with your student body.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman, you know, she stuck to her beliefs, much like Chick-fil-A does.
Yeah.
You know, they're the closed on Sunday place.
Yeah.
You know, they could be making millions and millions of dollars, but they choose not to. They adhere to their religious beliefs, but you know, if you don't want them on campus because of their exclusionary donations, then I agree with that.
We ought to go over there and open up a knockoff Chick-fil-B.
Oh my God! Is LB going to be involved?
Not Chick-fil-A.
I'm the manager.
Is that, not Chick-fil-A? It's Chick-fil-B.
Have you ever driven by a Chick-fil-A?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There's like 77 cars in line.
And yeah, they're always busy.
All day, every day.
All day, every day.
They don't Chick-fil-A. They say mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All day, every day.
Yeah.
Here's a text that says, I am glad she resigned. This is a 774 text. I am glad that she resigned. She is clearly a homophobe.
That's not true.
Well, that's what this texter is saying.
Yeah, but that, again, the texter is just being, you're being what you think she's being. She is a God-fearing woman that is faithful mm-hmm. and true to her faith.
Mm-hmm.
And there are rules in her faith. And so she walked away
mm-hmm.
because she's faithful and is 100% truthful to her faith.
Mm-hmm.
Now if you don't respect that, shame on you.
Mm. Several texters suggest that they just go and get a Raising Cane's chicken. Have you ever been to a Raising Cane's?
Cane's, no. Over there by the Paradise.
Yeah.
Their cane sauce is one of the best.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's a sauce that the Czar of Sauce has never had. The cane sauce.
It's
come up on the show before.
Yeah, it's got a pinch of cayenne in it. So it's not so hot, but it really, it's fantastic. Cane's is great.
Here's a text that says, Greg, stop thinking with your stomach. Use your head, fatty.
You know, I had Chick-fil-A a long time ago when I first moved down to Virginia because they didn't really have them up here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have a fantastic chicken sandwich. The pickles make it. I love the pickles on the chicken
the
sandwich.
The pickles are important.
You know, but, you know, there's plenty of other places I can get my chicken, like Popeyes or Cane's or somewhere else.
Sure.
By the way, Capital Grill has a new chicken sandwich for lunch that they just debuted yesterday, which has pickles and a sauce.
And you were there?
I was there
you
yesterday.
You made the debut?
Yes. Ooh. I had a meeting there yesterday, and I gave it a little try. I only ate a quarter of it, LB, just in
Couldn't
case.
Couldn't you have packaged it up?
Brought the leftovers
little
in this
togo for the kid over here?
Hello, Jack.
Yo, man, what do you see, what do you say, what do you hear, what do you know?
What's going on, Jack?
Listen, just because I don't care what nobody does in their bedroom, right? Whatever you do in your house, your bedroom, that's your business.
Yes.
But I'm going to Chick-fil-A for lunch today, and I'm going to get two Chick-fil-A's. One's going to be for Shoe, and I'm going to eat that one, too.
Oh, you're going to eat one in Shoe's name. All right.
Hey, you know, you want your money going to an anti-gay cause? Hey, that's fine. That's your choice.
Maybe they could bring a Los Pollos Hermanos from Breaking Bad over to Rider University. Mm. Was that the name of it?
Yes.
I believe it was.
I'd like a side of meth with my Pollos.
This is Phil. Hello, Phil.
I want to say poor Bob Kraft. The guy just wants a happy ending to all this.
Jeez.
Been sitting on that one, haven't you, kid?
Yeah.
He has. I don't know. I mean, that's a dad. That was a dad joke.
I don't know if that was a
dad joke.
If your kid's in college,
that was a dad joke.
Yeah, that'll go around to every party Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That was a dad joke. Hello, Aaron.
Good morning.
What's up, Aaron?
I just want to say, LB, I applaud you for defending that woman and her religious beliefs. You are absolutely on point, and I want to say thank you.
Yeah, I have a lot of respect. For people.
You definitely do. I mean, you really do. So I applaud you for really being detailed and bringing that out.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of people that, you know, profess their church going ways that are, you know, lollygaggers.
Right, so, right.
You know, I give her a ton of respect for being 100% in.
I have a question on the private text line over here on the iPhone. From our good friend, former New England Patriot Matt Light, for Mike Shue.
Yeah.
Are you ready? He just texted this directly to you. Did Chick-fil-A really...
First of all, I'm hurt. He has my number.
did Chick-fil-A really support anti-gay groups, Shue, or is supporting Christian groups now considered anti-gay?
Let me ask Mr. Light about the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Mm-hmm.
He may be, I'm not sure, familiar with that organization. It's for college athletes, and they have a program which, what do they call those? It's a conversion program.
Mm-hmm.
So one of those Pray the Gay Away programs.
Pray the Gay Away?
Yeah. So that's part of their program. So that, that's where this money. They have a foundation called the Winship Foundation, and... is it Truett, Kathy? Is that the name of the guy who owns Chick-fil-A?
I don't know.
Okay. He set up this foundation.
I should because I love food and sauce.
That foundation donates all the money to these organizations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got a list here if Mr. Light wants to look it up, if he's not in a tree stand right now.
But again, I think it's... the people that are faithful that are anti-gay, that you say they have these rallies, they put these funds, or they have whatever this is. The anti-gay people have rallies and raise money and do everything else to put down the church that's against them too.
Okay.
So is that okay then?
Oh, you're saying the gay organizations?
Yes. So,
have rallies.
So people,
right? And they'll be protesting outside Chick-fil-A.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
They have every right to do that.
Sure.
As any anti-gay organization has a right to protest,
and just like the church,
I'm not
has,
telling anyone
any
not,
right to raise money to.
I am not telling anyone not to go to Chick-fil-A. I'm just saying I personally don't go there for these reasons.
I
don't want to put my money into a place that's going to turn around and give it to one of these organizations that I don't believe in.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's a 401 text that says, if you can separate the artist from the art, you can separate the chicken from the religion.
Well, you brought this up yesterday, and I have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
With Kevin Spacey and Michael Jackson and John Wayne and who was the guy that you used to hear at every single sporting event there? Gary Glitter.
Yeah.
You know, I have a hard time with that. Mm-hmm. I can't. It's hard for me to separate the art, you know, from the artist.
And what they're about.
And now, at the same time, you know, you're giving money to these people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's paying for, you know, whatever, the Michael Jackson, the R. Kelly Defense Fund or whatever. So all those people downloading R. Kelly songs, you know, that's helping him fight these charges.
This is Steve on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Steve.
Hey, what's a lollygagger, Caden? Can you get him at Tim Hortons, Dan?
First of all,
I love that term.
Obscure reference
on
the lollygagger.
Yes.
Bull Durham.
Yes.
He made everybody go in the shower after they lost, like, I don't know, 20 games in a row, and he threw all the bats in the shower, and he walked in, and he says, when you lollygag into the ballpark, and you lollygag onto the ballpark, and... we throw the ball, we catch the ball, we hit the ball.
Yeah.
And you don't do it. What are you? Lollygaggers.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
That was kind of, you know, that wasn't perfect, but.
It is 8:08, and this is WAAF FM and HD1, Westboro, Boston, WEEI, HD2, Lawrence, and WWBX, HD2, Boston. Coming up after Hill Mail. We are going to go behind the ear moth with Mick Jones of Foreigner. Foreigner is celebrating their 40th anniversary. I've had a lot of suggestions on the text line about which ear moth we go behind. Several of you think it would be fun to go behind I Want to Know What Love Is.
Huge.
I want you to show me.
Yeah.
Because it's such a sentimental soulmate type of song. So we'll figure that out when we are joined by Mick Jones in about 6 or 7 minutes. And then during the 9 o'clock hour, News Smoke, Natasha Verma will be in the studio with us. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mr. Hsu, do you do a background check for every single product you buy in your house in the CEO's political beliefs?
No, I don't. But when I hear about something, I research it.
So it doesn't really, as long as you don't hear about it, you don't care about it.
That's not true.
Well,
but
that's
if I
what
hear
it
about
sounds
it, someone
like,
brings
Mike.
It to my attention.
Well, also, so you're not going to do your due diligence and not support any other groups that have those same point of views?
Well, if I find out, yeah, I probably will do the same
thing.
Don't
order those Totino pizzas, right, Danielle?
Danielle's not here today. She's at a
yoga
retreat.
She's
at a yoga retreat.
Yeah.
But seriously, Mike, I think you're kind of picking and choosing your battles and you're kind of standing up like, I believe in this. But no, you don't. Because if you did, you would do your research on all other products that you buy for your home.
Huh. Well, okay. I tried to. But let me add. Oh, you hung up.
Oh,
on
good point. Right. Well, I gotta,
is anybody here wearing clothes made in China?
I don't know.
Probably.
I mean,
is anyone wearing clothes made in China?
LB's were made by Fred the Tent Maker.
That sounds American. I'm just wondering because you know
he has a shed in Maine.
You know, it's
LB's wearing a yacht tarp that they were able to turn into a pair of pants.
Yeah,
so we can
all
get
I do
on.
Is I go to the yarn barn, grab like 17 yards of material, and I take it to Fred in Maine.
All right, we got to get to this right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy. Celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.